Okay, so I'm sharing with you the message today, what the series we've been going about how to have a better family, how to improve the statistic what we have. And the one of the 10th commandment is commandment number 5. It's talking about honor your family. Turn with me, if you will, in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. Now, many other commandments we feel like is important, but when we come to this commandment, we're going to slip by. And sometimes maybe the reason that we think, well, I'm old enough now, I don't need to listen to my parent. Or my parent's suggestion is that old school. You know, it's not related to today's age. Has that happened to you, those who are parents? Did the children like that? And so many children are not respect the parent. You know, sometimes we know is that we don't think is right. Best thing to keep our mouth closed. Because 10 years from now, you probably see it's true. Right? Because many young people grow up and say, you know what? I'm old enough. I know everything. You know, when I graduated from college, not high school, 23 years old, I started to move out. I'm glad I have a job far away from home. Now I'm independent. And I did not realize temptation had come so quickly. And only took a year before I stopped going to church, not thinking about a spiritual thing anymore. And I started hanging out with a bad crowd. Come to the point that, strangely, every single Christmas, you know, Christmas time, family get together, right? Those who have family, we get together. And you never miss. Am I right? Christmas time is very special. That Christmas, I decided, nope. I'm on my own now. I decided to go not spend time with family on Christmas break. I decided to go far away as possible, and I took a flight trip all the way to Hong Kong and Japan to spend my Christmas. You see, that's come to the point you feel you don't want to obey anymore. But you know what? I make mistake. As far away you want to go away from the Lord, from your parent, you start to make mistake. If not God's will, I wouldn't be back to the church today. And so this text is so important to me, and hopefully it will be important to you too. Honor your father and your mother. When God put this commandment in place, God know very well in 2013 there are some children are disrespect the parent. God know ahead that the society, the children of society of today are not honor the parent. Is that right? If God know everyone keep it, he wouldn't put there, just like the Sabbath commandment. Remember the Sabbath because you will forget. You got to remember it. And so God put this commandment in here. Is so important. Now, that's a commandment of God. God put these 10 commandments on how many tablets? 2. Probably maybe in front and back for both of them. One of them, maybe talking about the obeying God. Other one is to love your neighbor. You know, love God and love your neighbor. Now, the first commandment of loving your neighbor is honor your parents. Now, look, tell me, when you born into this age, do you know how to love your neighbor? Probably no. Matter of fact, the first child, when I see children first born, they cry. They want milk. They want food. They want toy. They want this and that as they grow up. You know? And so they don't learn how to love. Where do you think they learn how to love? In the home. With the parent teaching the children, learn how to love. If you honor your parent, the rest of the commandment in that side of love your neighbor, it will be easy. You shall not murder. You will not steal. You will not hurt your neighbor. Anything, all that. See? And so, it's so important that we learn from home. You see, home is so important, such that Barbara Bush say this, that success for the children is not from the White House, but from your house. It's developed within your home, the success of each child. The children today is very important. How are they going to grow up? How can they help the church? How can they be in the world? The children are in the home. The home is, should be the first church, first school, first government. They learn everything at their young age. And once the young person learn in the family, they will do better in school and helping the society. So do not underestimate home discipline or teaching. Right? A lot of people don't think home is important. As a kid start growing up, first, second years old, going to preschool, daycare. As they grow up to kindergarten, find the best school. They never learn from home. You see, a lot of time we're missing that. God said, teach these young people in home. Matter of fact, sometimes we rush to put our children in school as early as possible. Like 6 years old, they're ready for kindergarten. I'm pushing them. But if they are allowed to make 5 years old kid, you think people are rushing to get 5 years old kid in the kindergarten? What about four? What about three? What about two? Yeah. Why not? But that's not God's plan, because they're still young. They still need to be more within the family perspective. They are not ready to think. You know, logically, you need to plan. We take away from the family education. We take them from family education. How many people learn how to do gardening? Right? Do you learn it in school? No. If you don't learn at home, you never learn how to do it. I remember when I have a piece of land, dirt here, and everyone have a 5 foot square. Every kid. We have 4 kids in the family. And you grow whatever you like. And who produces the most produce, you know, by the end of the season. We're so excited about it. We learn so much in the family setting. So God said, honor your family. Guess what? If you don't honor your family, what happened? Did the Bible say anything? Yes. Deuteronomy. Please, everyone turn with me in Deuteronomy chapter 21. You have to read this text. It will shock you. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18 and forward. You ready? Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18. If a man had a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and who, when they chastain him, will not heed them. This means this kid, when you learn to teach them, they rebel. Whatever you say, one thing they say, opposite. Sometimes you hear that? And you teach them so much they don't want to listen. So what do you do? According to the Old Testament, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him, bring him out to the elder of the city. That means some of the government official, if you will. You know how to run the country. Out of the city and to the gate of the city. Verse 20. And they shall say to the elders of his city, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a what? A drunkard. That means, no, listen, he's living a mess up life. Now the city will listen to the parent? Probably yes, but you want to double check. Because some parents, you know, don't like the children. You say, I'm going to put this kid away. Listen carefully. Is that true? Check with the child. Is that true? If it's true, what happened? Verse 21. Wow, ready? Verse 21. Then all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall put away all the evil person from among you, and all the Israel shall hear and fear. Is that fearful? What do you think if the city where you live now applying this capital punishment? Whoa. I bet every kid in the block would listen to the parent. Why God doing that? Is that still exist today? Or is that only in Old Testament? That's why we're wondering, how can, when Abraham tried to crucify Isaac, you know, he's very old. I mean, mature enough, very stronger than Abraham. He still obeyed his dad. Couldn't you believe it? My dad tied me down. I wouldn't get it out. I wouldn't grab this knife away in his hand. No way, sir. You don't kill me. They obey unto death. The Israelites follow the law of God, and that's why so many children, they don't run away and disobey to their parent. They listen. Now, you might say there's old school, there's Old Testament. Well, turn with me in the book of Romans. What does the Bible say in the New Testament? What did Paul try to say? Romans chapter 1 and verse. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in righteousness. And they start go on the list of who are unrighteous, who are ungodly. Look with me, verse 30. Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud boasters, inventors of evil thing. All those are unrighteous. All those are ungodly people. And what else? Disobedient to parent. Sarah, that's part of the list. Could you believe it? I couldn't believe it. I thought the sin disobeying parents just only a small sin. Don't compare me with stealing and murder on it. But God put the same category. And the wrath of God will pour out to destroy those who disobey the parent. What the reason behind? God give our godly parent to teach us, to mow us into the way we should go. Now, if the parent don't punish the children, and I know some parents really love the children, never punish the children, you know what? There's sometimes God will intervene. It's sad to say that, you know. And if not God intervene, Satan will be ready to catch them. You know, I walk away from God. I walk away from my family. And I walk into the bar. That's it. Either you walk with God or you walk into the bar. And when you walk into it, you're just going downhill and go downhill. That's what's going to happen. Now, God don't have to do anything. God don't have to punish. Parents don't have to punish. But you know what? Sooner or later, the devil's right there waiting for you. And that's why God instructs the parent to discipline the children. You know what? That commandment, sometimes we say honor your parent. You know, who is that for? For us, right? But I think it's good for the parent to learn. We need, as a parent, teach the children to obey. We need to teach children how to obey, because they don't know how to obey. They want this, one that, they don't know. They may be watching movie, and they don't learn how to obey the parent or the authority. Or they're watching video game, or play video game, CC. The parent, the family, need to help them straighten out. Now, the list of six things I want you to remember. Six. The first one, priority. Start with a P, priority. Put the priority straight. I know you're busy with work. I know you're busy with school. I know you're busy with video game, movie, everything you might have, game on iPod, whatever it is. You might be so busy that you don't have time to listen, to obey your parent. Son, time for dinner. Come out, set up a table. You don't hear it. You might so focus on something else. You see, we need to put everything away to obey our parent. Because what they would teach us is more very important. There once someone say, you don't have all the time in the world to learn all the mistakes. So learn mistakes from other people. So your parents make mistakes, right? And they want to teach you, do not follow the mistake. So obey. Take time to listen. Then argue. To listen. You might not believe it now, put in a small cabinet back of your head, 10 years later, you might see it might come true. All those things, please obey, because you will learn a lot. First point is what I say? Priority. Set priority. Once you obey from your parent, that's not a steal. You need to love your neighbor, do well in the school, have a balanced life, have a good eating habit. Obey that will help you on a long way. Point number two, pressing. Now, the word pressing, maybe there's a better word than this, but what I'm trying to say is you need to do it right away because you don't have time. Oh, you said, you know, honor parents, they still be here. I still have time to honor them. No. As you grow older, you see, you have all the time in the world to do things. But your parents get older, they have a less year to live. You need to do it now. Don't wait when they die, then you start to honor. Honor what? Bring some food and put on their altar. No. Like the Vietnamese culture. No, you don't honor that way. You honor a person when they're still alive. How do you do that? By one of the best things you say, you ask your parents, say, please forgive me. Is there something you do in your life that you make your parents sad? Yeah? And you have not get a chance to go around and say, I'm sorry. That's the best way. Confess your sin that your God and the Father will forgive all your sin. Okay, or your unrighteousness as well. And number two, repeat the good memory that you have. You know, I have my parent, when we go into some type of vacation, we took picture and we bring down and talk about and share and send. And that's good memory. The parent would like that. You might be see it's always old, but the parent would like that. Point number three is part of pressing, go forward. The window of time I just mentioned is very short. You do not have much time to honor your parents. Right? Right, Kodiwa? You don't have much time. We don't have much time. So do what you can. Okay? Point number three, positive. Think positive. Notice this commandment. Notice this fifth commandment. The Bible did not say, do not disobey your parent. Do not steal. Do not kill, right? The Bible can say, do not disobey your parent. But the Bible didn't say, they say, honor. In other words, God put this commandment in a positive perspective, just like the fourth commandment. Keep my Sabbath day and keep it holy. You know, other commandments have some negative to it. Say, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. But say, honor your parent. So very positive. The word of God is positive. Don't think the word of God is so hard that you cannot follow. It's a blessing to follow the law of God. Turn with me in the book of Psalm 119. Psalm 119, 60. Turn, everyone please turn. We learn the Bible today. Psalm 119, 60. We're going to go hurry now before I lose my voice. Psalm 119, verse 60. All right, you have it? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, good. What does verse 6 say? I made haste and did not delay to keep what? Your commandment. So David's C commandment is so good that he ready to excite to keep the commandment of God. 1 Timothy 1:8. 1 Timothy 1:8. We own the New Testament just right before the book of Hebrew right there. Okay? You have it? Say amen. 1 Timothy verse 1, it says, but we know that the law of God is what? Is good if one uses it lawfully. So the commandment of God is good. If you have time, jog the text down too, but I don't have time to turn to it. Joshua 1:8 as well. The law of God is good. Honor is success. It's make good for your life. Point number four. Start with a P. It's a promising commandment. This is only commandment with a promise. You know that? Only commandment come with a promise. Now this morning, this is Sherilia Oriol shared with us a text that have a promise. It's not part of commandment, it have a promise. What is that? If you give the Lord your tithe and offering, He will pour more blessing upon you. See, come with a promise. So this commandment come with a promise. Now, how do you like that? How do you like that if you do this and God will bless you other? You like that? And this come, what is a promise here? What promise? Turn with me, book of Deuteronomy chapter 5. Do you know the Ten Commandment is placed in the Bible twice? One in Exodus chapter 20, and the other one in where? What did I just mention? Deuteronomy chapter 5. You can find the same Ten Commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and mother as the Lord of your God has commanded you, that your days may be long. That means you live a long time. That's first promise. The second promise is, and that you may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God given you. That means you not only live a long time, but you have a good life. So you have a quantity of life and quality of life. You know, people say quantity of life, that means you live a long life. But if long life and sick bed all the time, it's not good. Right? So God give you a long life, many years to your life, add years to your life, and add life to your years. A blessing. How you like that? Live healthy, wonderful, 90 years old, not sick, not in the hospital, eat normal. How you like that? That's what God promised. If you follow that, God promised and God will bless you. You know, listen to parents, very important. You will cut your life short if you don't listen. My parents said, you know, don't work too hard, sleep on time. But if you sleep late, go out late, work too hard, work two jobs, have $1 million home, guess what? You cut your life short. Or do not hang out with bad friend. Guess what? You hang with bad friend, you start drinking, smoking, you cut your life short. You see? All that start happening, now some of you don't see yet. Maybe you're too young. But as you grow older, like me, I'm starting to see it happening, and you start to see it happen. Okay? So listen is very important. The fifth point, progressive. That's mean as you go older, things are happening. Progressive. Let me give you a picture here. As a parent start to have a child, you know, before you have a child, everything is wonderful, carefree. Come home from work and just relax, right? Don't have to worry about anyone. Don't have to worry about cook food for anyone. I can go out and eat. I have money. And when I first got married, we took vacation every single summer, how like that, to Hawaii, you know. But after I have a first child, that Hawaii trip no longer exists. All the time I start spending on the children and start saving money for their education. Time and money. So it takes a lot of effort. And one of these days, they will graduate, they have their own family, and they don't need your time and your money anymore. But it's start flipping back. Now the children need to think about the parent. That the children need to spend time with the parent. The parent, when they're after they retire, have nothing to do. Call the children all the time. Does that happen? Sometimes happen. If you're not there yet, you will hear. And they not only that, they start repeating themselves. Tell all the story, I don't know how many times, hundreds of times, same story. Yes, mom, yes, dad, I hear all the time. But you have to act happy like the first time you heard that story. Now, only time go by, your parents start getting weaker and they start losing their mind. Guess what? They need your help, not only your time, but your money. You need to support them. They need to help them. Build another room for them. Plan everything for them. And that's what God's want. See, a lot of people have misconception in the Bible that Paul said, you know, take care of the widow. No. If the widow have children, the children supposed to take care, not the church take care. A lot of times today say they think church take care. I don't know how many times I go visit people, the church supposed to do this. The poor just take care of my family, go to the doctor, the church have to do this, the church have to help this. You got it wrong way. The children have to take care. You got to give the children opportunity to take care. They have to learn and exercise the commandment of God so they will receive the blessing. So those are parents out there, don't take this opportunity away from the children. Get the children to come back, take care of you. Quote this Bible text. If you want to be rich, you want to have a good job, good life, that's what the Bible says. Learn. Because when the children learn, their children will learn the same way. You see? We live in a society that the parents just a one-way direction, take care of the children, and children never take care of the parents. That's not right. That's not right. And expect the church to care, expect the government to care. Some pastors told me the very sad news. They heard advertising in Japan. They say that children for rent. Another word, if you children, you don't have time for your parent, you can rent another children to take care of your parent. And the parent feel good about it. They have lots of young people to care of it. You see, that's wrong. We're supposed to take care. We're supposed to. We shouldn't have these elderly home. I don't know. Is God's will or not? Let's take away from what the duty of the children. Is it hard? Yes. Yes. Well, the parent took care of you for many years. Is it hard? Yeah. You probably forgot all about that. But when you have children, you remember. That's point number five, progressive. The point number six, practical. It's very practical to listen. Turn with me in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 7. Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 7. And there's a lot of wisdom in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. That means, you know what? I know everything. I graduated from high school. I got a diploma. I got everything. I got a car. I got a job at 7-Eleven. You know, you got to know everything now. Yeah, do not be wise with your eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. See, you don't know everything. Let your parent teach you. Proverbs 15, verse 20. Proverbs 15, verse 20. Proverbs 15, verse 20. A wise son... make a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. You see? A lot of times we don't listen to the parent. We think it's not wise, but God said you're foolish if we don't obey them. You will walk in the wrong step. Proverbs 23, 22. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Listen to your father who begot you. So in the day you're born, listen to him. He teaches you something that you will learn and benefit for your life. Beneficial for your life. Second half of this verse here. And do not despise your mother when what? When she is, oh my. Why Solomon put this in here? A lot of time when the mother gets old, gray hair, we start to don't take serious. It's hurt. But God said, listen. There's a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom you can learn from. Mark Twain, when he's 18, he think his father was a fool. By 24, he learned that his father had great wisdom. You need to recognize and honor your parent. You might not know now, but you will know later. God wants us to follow exactly what God's teaching in the Bible. He wants to have a perfect family on this earth. Matter of fact, he wants your family is represent a godly family on this earth to be a shining light to other families. You know, heaven is family. You know that? It's family. God created this world with family. Right? Adam and Eve, family. So God always wants to help you have a perfect family. So one of the things, or maybe I say the most important thing, is honor your parents. And so you recognize today is important from the Word of God. If there's anything in your life that you need to change, is your parents still young and they've been teach you a hard lesson, or you follow? How about if your parents are old? Do you still honor? Or you say, I don't have time for my old parents? Let's follow what the Word of God says. And you will see the blessing come out of that. You want to see that blessing? How many people want to live a long life? How many people live a healthy, a blessing life? That's what the requirement. That's it. You will see how it's happened. But first of all, just follow. God bless each one of you as you do what God commands you. And you find that's a blessing. May God bless you in the Sabbath day.